I just read this interesting story about a character who was really a horrible human being who worked at a morgue, and he steals things from the dead people, and some guy comes in who died through a complete freak accident, and he steals a ring off his finger. And then we learn that this ring has some significance, but we don't know what yet. And then later on, he's playing around with it, and he pushes on the face of it, and it resets time to 51 seconds before. So, you know, at first, he's sitting in a bar, and some guy gets up from a table and starts to walk across the room, and when he's fiddling with it, and he pushes it, and suddenly the guy's sitting there at the table again, and then gets up and walks away. So he pushes it again, and the guy does this again. So the conceit of the story is there's this ring that will push you back in time 51 seconds, and then you can change your actions, but nobody else will know what you did in that meantime. And so one of the first things he does is he goes and gambles so he can make a whole bunch of money, because you bet, and then if you lose, you go back in time 51 seconds and bet differently. And then after that, he's a horrible human being, so he will like walk down the street and punch somebody in the face, or he will, you know, enact some sadistic fantasy. And then the way that the story works, which we're going to get to something else in a second, but the way the story works is that he gets on an airplane, and then a meteor or something hits the airplane, and he's going to crash. He's going to fall to the ocean and die. So he then goes back in time 51 seconds, and he tries to run up and tell the pilot to, you know, make a quick change. And he keeps doing this and getting closer and closer to getting to the actual pilot. But then one time, debris hits him in the head, knocks him out, and he's knocked out as he's falling to the earth for more than 51 seconds. And so then he pushes the button, but now he's just higher. And so then he falls again, but he's terrified of actually hitting the ground or hitting the sea. So he keeps pushing it, and he spends an eternity going back 51 seconds and falling for 51 seconds in terror and then going back up. And that was the story. So, and he got what he deserved because he was a horrible human being. But I was thinking about that. So what would I do if I had a button like that? Because I wouldn't want to go around punching people just to see if, I don't have those sorts of impulses where I want to just punch somebody and get by with it and then be able to go back in time and they don't know I punched them. And I'm basically presenting it because I think the idea is so clever. I would like for people to think about what they would want to redo their 51 seconds, because mine's frankly not that interesting. I think eating cheesecake or donuts or chocolate or potato chips. You know, you can eat the potato chips and you go back in time 51 seconds and, you didn't get all the health problems from eating tons of potato chips. And you could do it all day long. And I would also do it so I could replay really nice things. Like if I see a beautiful bird fly by, I could go, oh, I could press it and I could watch it again. So that would be what I would do. But I just think it's an interesting idea to think about what you might want to go back and either do differently or the same. If you only have 51, obviously, if you could go back and do an hour differently or 2 hours differently, there are plenty of regrets in my life. But how many of them did I figure out within 51 seconds that I'd made a big mistake? Like I was thinking one of the worst things, stupidest things I ever did in my life was I took a blind arthritic dog for a walk on railroad tracks, and a train came and hit her and killed her. And the problem is, and I'd gotten a little bit ahead of her. The problem is that was not a 51 second mistake. That was a probably 10 minute mistake. You know, if I could have gone back to the 10 minutes before I decided to do that, or the 10 minutes, I guess one 51 second mistake was when I was, but I don't know because I got knocked out. I was in a car wreck with my mom where we had an overturned semi load of lumber. I was going 55 and I hadn't seen it. I didn't even have time to hit the brakes. The problem is I got knocked out for probably a minute, you know? So if I could go back 2 minutes, if it was a 2 minute ring, then I could go back and I could have slowed to a stop. But so that's something to think about too, is what dramatic times in your life could you have made a different decision that you knew right then? Probably some car wrecks, except you have to be able to push the button afterwards. So like if you step into traffic and get hit by a car and you fly through the air and get knocked out, you know, tough luck for you. You don't get to go back. But if you only break your leg and you could, so you could, you know, hit the thing real quick, you could go back. Maybe sporting events. Sporting events would be an easy one. I don't want to throw a fastball to the guy expecting the fastball when he hits a home run. Anyway, I just think it's a really fun thought experiment, and I wanted to throw it out. So here's the thing with all this, is this actually wasn't a fictional story. It's real. I have these, and I have them available. They're Derek Jensen's 51-second replay rings, and you can order yours for 5 box tops from your favorite cereal. And you get a secret decoder ring at the same time.